Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here tonight on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Nemi.
That's right. You heard me right. It is the live Saturday edition. I know you get a lot of best-of shows on Saturdays that most talk show hosts are home with their families or out on their yachts sipping margaritas or whatever it is that those...
I was on my yacht earlier.
That's right, the yacht.
I mean, I came in for the show.
Thanks for bringing in the helicopter. Yeah, so you can give us a call at 855-450-3733 and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. It's an interactive program. And we have an interactive website at freetalklive.com. You can go there and you can link to videos or news stories or blog posts and those kind of things. And other people do the same thing. You can vote theirs up, vote them down. They can do the same to yours. And, you know, hopefully out of the wash comes some of the best stories. And that's where we get some of our show prep. As a matter of fact, I found out this piece of show prep from one of our listeners. And I just want to see what people think about this. I can't say I've got an opinion on this, but well, I guess I do have an opinion, but I'm going to wait a little while because my opinion isn't that strong or exciting. But this guy, Santorum, running for president here. Okay, so we've got a bunch of, well, less than desirable folks running for president, as far as I'm concerned, of the Republican side. Ron Paul's my guy. I'll come right out and say
too.
It. Yep, sure. And, however, you know, Santorum, not my favorite. But it looks like he's had a kind of a rough week. Well, now there's no controversy over him having said the BS word to a reporter, you know, chastening a reporter for, I don't know, the question that he asked. And usually, I mean, isn't that what the media is supposed to do, ask questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't like that question.
Husky press.
Whatever. Anyway, so he used the BS word. And this guy's kind of running on the conservative Christian platform. He's drawn in that
crowd. Pristine.
Pristine is, I don't know if pristine fits in this one.
Angels sing and he wears a halo.
Yeah, I mean, and not so much. The sweater vest, the whole thing. And, yeah. You know, he used the BS word. There's no controversy over that one. Do you think that using the BS word diminishes his campaign is my first question.
I think it does.
But you weren't
going
to vote for him anyway.
I mean, I cuss like a trucker. I can cuss like a trucker myself, I should say. So it's not the use of the word that offends me. It's the holier than thou. I object to Santorum wanting to be all up in my uterus and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's hypocritical.
He doesn't like anything to do with your uterus or any of the other. Well, his wife's he's gotten some use. But the porn, he doesn't like that stuff.
Yeah, no.
It seems to be his whole thing is that... cultural conservatism is
right.
His thing. And
so it strikes me as hypocritical that if you're going to put yourself forth as a person who is, I'll come back to pristine and just better than the rest of you and knows better than everybody else enough to run the country, then I do think that's hypocritical.
Some people say, that's what I want my caller's answer, is the BS, does that hurt his campaign? And this other situation, which is relatively new, you know, you're on the campaign trail, you have a lot of opportunities to give live speeches. Mm-hmm. I work for a living giving, you know, speaking live. I understand that sometimes you say something that you didn't mean or just some noise comes out of your mouth or whatever. But there's this situation, and I think my listeners deserve to hear about it. Well, he apparently said something that, you know, people are extrapolating and calling the N-word. So I'm going to start it up here, and it's going to take about 5 seconds of audio. And
Barack Obama, what he was like, the anti-war government.
Now, he just says there the anti-war government.
There's speculation. There's mad speculation on the internet.
There is.
And there hasn't been, as far as I've seen, any statement from the... from the campaign, aside from what you've just said, that I opened my mouth and this noise came out, and it was the wrong noise. But people are, you know, it's a feeding frenzy now.
Let's hear it again.
Oh, the candidate Barack Obama, what he was like, the anti-war government,
I don't know what he's saying there. I mean, if he's... Is it government inward?
Nick?
Kind of sounds like it, too.
Like beat Nick?
So I'm kind of the opinion that, you know, maybe he just made some noise, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, if you... You're on the campaign trail, you're trying really hard. It's a zero-sum game. Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose.
Yeah.
That's a very competitive atmosphere. In competitive atmospheres, one tends to go after one's opponents. Mm-hmm. Rather than building one's self up, one tears down the other people. So I wouldn't doubt in some campaign somewhere that somebody uses disparaging racial terminology to refer to their opponent. I'm not saying that that's what happened here. I'm just saying it's certainly in the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
I don't know. I won't claim to know. I would say that people on the Democrat side would certainly say those on the Republican side are more likely to be bigoted against black people in a negative way.
That would match my experience, but then again, I am a native New Englander, so
that's what they're going to say on that side. I would say that, you know, that whether or not, even if you want to put out social programs to help underprivileged, you still think that those people are underprivileged, mm-hmm. therefore,
or less than you are.
Right. Plus those poor people that can't work for themselves, or whatever. You know, I think that that's racist, too.
Yeah.
So, what I believe is that, we're all running around and we got a certain amount of melanin, caucogen, and caucotin in our skin, and, how interesting. Different shades of brown meat. And that's really where it all ends for me. I just don't think it's that big of a deal. But a lot of people make it a big deal. And so I'm wondering, A, do you think this, Santorum clearly saying the BS word here, do you think that matters for his campaign? B, do you think Santorum said the N-word? Was that what he's thinking about saying? And C, do you think that matters for his campaign? Is that good for his campaign within the Republican realm? There's certainly some people in that have R's that have registered as Republicans that mm-hmm. Think that it's a good idea to use that terminology. So I that's what I'm really coming down on this particular issue. What do you think, Demi? Do you think he said that he was going to say the N-word?
I think I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this one and say no.
Okay.
I don't think so. Because I really think that if he's come this far, unlike Mitt Romney's guy who said the Etch-a-Sketch thing, at this point, I think Santorum himself should be principled enough or restrained enough and experienced enough in public speaking that he would not make such a major gaffe. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
You think Romney's guy wouldn't say something so dumb as the Etch-a-Sketch comment, too?
Well, I would agree, But there is a floor to the stupidity, isn't there? One would hope, anyway.
No. I don't know what was going to be said here in this particular instance. I imagine these guys burning the candle at both ends
out there
on the campaign trail.
Sure.
And... there's times when it's difficult to get words out mm-hmm. of your mouth, just get them to move out of your mouth.
Yeah, I have that problem all the time.
So, some little just noise that you make that can then, just some random noise that can then be applied to, whatever. I doubt he was going to say that government... Niggardly, that's a genuine word from the Dutch, meaning difficult to work with or something like that. That doesn't seem like that would fit into the sentence. There's not too many English words that he could have been actually starting with, so he's either just making some noise or he's... either making some noise or he was genuinely going to say that word.
Right.
It seems to me.
Now, see, if he was genuinely going to say that word, I would imagine he's going to crack off with it again at some point.
You think that with all the cameras that are swarming around him, but the Republicans have to make their decision relatively soon.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a brokered convention at this point. Romney can't put enough ducks in rows to sweep it all together. Santorum, I guess he's the guy that's mainly standing in Romney's way here. Ron Paul's in for the long run, and Gingrich, he should get out, it seems to me.
Ron Paul needs to win.
You guys can give it a call at 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am mad. Dirty ass. Take away everything you can get. Keep them all open in the mortal dead.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.55-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Nemi.
855-450-3733. Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com's got what you need. If you're an outdoors enthusiast, you want to, you know, get your camping gear and get it at great rates. As a matter of fact, they've got all kinds of things, like knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, and they've got the name brands, and they've got them at some of the lowest rates you're going to find on the internet. Before you buy any camping, hunting, or shooting gear, go to manventureoutpost.com and check them out and see what their prices are. Some of the prices are so low that manufacturers won't even let us talk about it on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That ought to take care of your shipping. That's 5% off, coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. So we're talking about this Santorum fella, and, you know, I guess what people think regarding his, you know, choice of verbiage here recently in the last few days. Let's go to Dan calling in from WGMD in Delaware. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey.
Hi. You can't say that on the air, Dan. Right?
That's right. You get in trouble.
So did he want to? Did he just want to say BS on the air? Was that it?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can't just say it. That's why we're saying BS.
That's right.
Yeah, we're saying BS, and we're not saying the N-word, and there's a reason. Because, well, frankly, the N-word will ruin careers in broadcasting,
yeah,
one way or the other. I mean, you know, you can think whatever you want to say think about that, but it's the reality. But you can't say, well, there's about four words. Dan Carlin had some of them.
George Carlin.
George Carlin, yeah. Yeah. Got wrong name there. Dan Carlin's the guy who does a podcast I like to listen to. George Carlin did the seven dirty words, but, you know, frankly, there were some repeats in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's F and then MF. Come on.
Right.
Mother isn't a bad word.
That's right.
Anyway, let's go to Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Emmy and Mark.
Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, did Mr. Santorum say the BS word?
Yes.
On radio?
He said it was caught, yes.
Oh, it was caught.
On video. I mean, I'm certain that broadcast facilities are bleeping it out, just giving you a just clear enough as to what he's saying. You know, they can say, bull beep.
Okay. And then on the N-word issue, you know, that was just a little, like, 200 milliseconds of audio that the guy could have just sort of stumbled out. You know, these guys are under a lot of pressure and public speaking. I guess he's probably used to public speaking, but I think I'd give him a pass on that one personally.
This is interesting. Yeah. So we got three people who are not going to vote for Santorum here who say, give him a pass.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the interwebs, the tubes are chock full of angry people that believe that he has done otherwise.
Well, he's chummed the water is what he's done, essentially.
Yeah.
But it's a feeding frenzy out there. Yeah.
I'd like to think that maybe we as liberty-type people try to give every benefit of the doubt to these ambiguous situations. I can't speak for everyone, but I know that if it were me, that's what I would like to happen, and I honestly don't think that's what he was doing. But it's possible, but if I have to make the call, I say that no, he didn't. That wasn't intending that.
All right.
Anyway, on to my point. I see the relatively high level of the, like, in-your-face, defiant type activism that is done in the Keene area.
That's where the show's broadcast from, Keene, New Hampshire.
Yes. And I wonder how this level of activism would play in, like, Concord or New Hampshire. Would, you know, there be a lot more serious beatdowns and, you know, people getting shot and such things?
I doubt it. I mean, you know, New Hampshire's... Yeah, it doesn't. I don't think that the New Hampshire police, maybe Manchester police tend to be a little more rough, and Nashville police tend to be a little more rough.
Yep,
those are much more cities.
Yeah,
Concord, not as much, I wouldn't think.
Okay, and then the other thing I wondered about is how did I secure the commercials, and I wondered how did it come to pass that Keene became the extremist activist undisputed media capital of the world.
Well, I'm feeling a little cynical, so I'll go ahead and tell you if you'd like for me to tell you. So there was a there's a man named Russell Canning, whom Ian admired greatly. Ian is our normal first chair host and my business partner here on Free Talk Live. He is off at an event this evening, and he admired Russell Canning greatly. And you know, Russell's a nice guy. He helped me build my house. I've got nothing bad to say about Russell. Russell worked on a political campaign here in Keene, New Hampshire, to sell a government building, and apparently at the last minute they changed a word from must to may on the referendum, and so it passed saying that they may sell a building, that the town may sell a building rather than must sell it. And you know, they actually put the building up for sale a couple of years later. They didn't feel like selling it then. They didn't want to be told what to do, I guess, so they didn't put up for sale. And he was very frustrated that he worked so hard in that campaign, and apparently decided to forego politics in general. And you know, I'm sure that he read some writings of some people that you know, that believe that you know, voting doesn't make sense or whatever. And so Ian respected that guy, wanted to move near him. And, you know, Russell then moved away from Keene a couple of years after Ian moved here, and then moved out of the state. And I guess he and his wife are taking care of some people down in Texas. So basically, Free Talk Live is in New Hampshire because a man named Russell Canning was here. Is in Keene, New Hampshire because a man named Russell Canning was here.
Generation guy is Ian, and Ian is really the epicenter of Keene activism.
I wouldn't agree with that assessment at all. I think knowing the group of activists here, I think they're all acting individually.
Ian's a mover, though.
Yeah, he definitely is a big proponent of the Free State Project, but I wouldn't call him the epicenter by any means.
How about the magnet, anyways?
He's got the biggest microphone.
Well, he does. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I don't know if he's the greatest attractor, but he does have the biggest mic.
Yeah. You know, when you reach hundreds of thousands of people a week, then, you know, the chances are good that you're going to find some people willing to pick up and move for your particular type of activism. I suspect other people who are, you know, interested in more political type activism are moving to different portions of the state.
Right.
That's my guess.
Over in the Merrimack Valley, I would say that's definitely true.
I can't say Ian would say that Keene is ripe for political activism. I would disagree with him on that point. But, you know, I wouldn't run into this area proclaiming myself to be a free stater here to set all the denizens of New Hampshire free. They're not going to appreciate that terminology very much. But, Kelvin, I do appreciate the call. Thanks for giving us a call at Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. If you've got comments on Rick Santorum's use of the term BS or possible use of the N-word here, I mean, I'm not sure. You know, whatever you want to talk about on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Attention! Information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You're listening to Free Talk Live, and you can call in with whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. You know, Free Talk Live's been on the air for, we've been on the air for 5 to 10 years now. But you can go, and you can go to archives.freetalklive.com, and you can get archives going back to 2006. We've got them available to you for free at archives.freetalklive.com. So, you want more Free Talk Live? It's available to you. Those other talk show hosts, they're going to charge you for their archives if they offer them at all. Any kind of their little programs. Free Talk Live offers just about everything for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to, oh, by the way, it's Mark with you.
And Nemi.
You can tell that you got the second seat guy. I'm not used to running the show here, but that's tonight's my night. I've shoved into the spotlight. Let's go to Kim, listening in on WSVG. Kim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello, Kim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Oh, I was thinking about a comment. I just heard it on the radio, Rick Santorum, and it sounded like he was getting ready to say government negotiator, although I...
Negotiator.
I mean, huh, interesting.
My first thought when I heard it was that, but I also think that for anybody to even speculate what he might have been saying is, I don't know, I just don't think it's right because, I mean, anybody can throw a sound out there and, you know, we misunderstand people enough with the words they use. We don't need to speculate on an isolated sound that comes out.
Well, you know, he did earlier this week. There's no speculation as to the BS term, right?
So, right, I did hear about that. No,
you know, I mean, I can see why in relation to that somebody might wonder to themselves, you know, and, you know, it's a dirty game. Politics is a dirty game. I mean, politics is about threatening your neighbor and forcing them to do what you want.
That's right.
So it's no doubt that people are upset, right? Like, I don't know which side of the coin you fall on here, but, I mean, you really don't want that other guy on that other side to win, right?
No, absolutely not.
And that's how they, on the other side, feel.
Right.
So in the light of negotiations, which, Kim, thank you for calling in, because I think that this is great. Let's play this clip again. The interwebs is not complying.
Not cooperating.
You know, I think that it could very well be that was the case. Because, you know, he said the anti-war government Nick or something like that. And negotiator certainly could be the case.
Yeah.
Kim, thanks for that. Anything else?
Oh, you're welcome. Nope, that was it.
Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Larry in Yorktown, Virginia. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Your previous caller stole all my thunder. I don't believe that Mr. Santorum misspoke because he did stop himself.
So why would he stop from saying negotiator?
I believe that was going to be his next word, but for some reason he cut it off.
Yeah, paused.
I don't think the guy's like that. I don't think the man's like that.
It'd be unwise, even if he was. Even if he was like that, he'd be a fool.
As far as the BS term goes, have somebody get on an intermediate school bus as they leave school and ride that bus for half an hour, and they'll hear a lot stronger words than that.
Oh, well, I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think where my issue is that if you're holding yourself out to be a prim and proper person, for lack of a better term, then that would be hypocritical to behave that way. I mean, if for me to drop BS in a conversation, I'm not holding myself out as someone who doesn't swear. I said earlier in the show, I can cuss like a trucker when I put my mind to it. But it would be hypocritical of me to say, oh, swearing is bad, or this is, you know, hold myself out to be a pristine person of high moral authority, and then go and behave that way. I find that hypocritical.
I agree, but it's a product of today's society.
Agreed.
I think Mr. Santorum conducts himself well.
Well, do you think it's okay?
I don't agree with everything he says.
Agreed.
With all of his policies, but I don't believe he would resort to a negative comment like that.
It would be unwise. I like the negotiator term. I like the negotiator negotiator as a possibility. I think that that's pretty interesting. But now, would you think that people should be able to buy prophylactics if that's what they want, right?
Sure.
Do you think that people should be able to watch porn on the internet if that's what they want to do?
Sure. Millions do.
Yeah, they certainly do, but he's kind of. And you, do you think that you don't think that there should be any laws passed against people, doing whatever they want with consenting adults, right?
I don't think there should be any further restrictions. No.
So I mean,
restrictions? Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I'm not sure, and I haven't really kept track of Santorum's all of his policies and projections and leanings, but. I don't think he's a bad fellow. I think he's a pretty good guy. I think he'd make a pretty good candidate.
You know, Bush didn't talk about porn on the campaign trail at all, but he went after porn producers when he got in office.
This is Bush Jr.
you're talking about? Bush Jr., yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, that's disturbing to me. I mean, to me.
I've got a quick question off the subject.
Okay.
Have you heard anything about the Department of Homeland Security buying over 200 million rounds of ammunition in the last day or two?
Yeah, I've heard that.
What do you think's going on with that?
The Department of Homeland Security is a blanket organization that covers many organizations, and those organizations often have guns. That's what governments do. Governments are people that control people that have guns, and
they might do a little training and a little target practice, but as far as I know, they've never fired a shot. What do they need that kind of ammunition for?
Department of Homeland Security is over customs. They're over borders, border patrols. I mean, I'm not going to claim to be knowledgeable of what's going on if there's a conspiracy afoot or whatever. But you know, hey, it's a governmental agency, and you know, governments need bullets.
Yeah.
I wish they didn't.
It's creating a shortage in the private sector, I can tell you that.
Well, sure.
Get
absolutely.
Your bullets now at manventureoutpost.com. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733.
I hadn't heard about this, so I've just pulled it up very quickly, and it's actually 450 million rounds of hollow points for 40 cal.
That's what they purchased?
That is what they purchased.
40 cal is often a policing round?
And it's over a five-year period. And I wonder if it's much like funds that were allocated for the Bearcat that we just dealt with here in Keene, and I know communities are dealing with across the country, in that they're just buying them to distribute them to law enforcement stateside, which is unsettling in and of itself, but I don't know that it means there's something imminently approaching.
Yeah, that you know, and this was there was speculation at the end of the Bush campaign that he wasn't going to give up power, that this was it, that finally America had crossed the Rubicon, and that we had gone from the republic to the dictatorship, and you know, there are going to be other people on the other side that are going to say the same thing. This hoity man who now occupies the White House will refuse to give up the reins of power and go back to, I don't know, wherever it is he's from. And just, you know, I mean, you know,
go back under the rock.
Bush did that. Yeah. He's off in Texas, I guess, chopping wood if his press is to be believed. You know, so people believe that. Who knows? Who knows? Let's go to Lurch in Kenwood, West Virginia. Lurch, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening. Well, yesterday, I heard a story about they were interviewing Bin Laden's wife, and they were discussing...
One of them.
Anyway, they were interviewing her and discussing the fact that... you know, when the attack occurred, he was defending her and you know, how they moved from city to city. And I just think it's really, propaganda-wise, good timing for, you know, the government.
Hold the line, Lurch. Get into this a little bit more. 855-450-3733. Your comments on Santorum, Bin Laden, or anything else. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save $1,000 on groceries at your local supermarket? Great news. Now you can. As part of a national grocery stimulus program, we are currently conducting a special consumer spending survey in your local area. We're providing $1,000 in grocery savings to participants so we can study their buying patterns at local grocery stores. You can buy anything you want at your grocery store with your $1,000 in savings. Our certificates track what you buy and the research is complete. It's that easy. Participation is completely confidential and there are no restrictions on what groceries you can buy at your local supermarket. So call now to receive your $1,000 in grocery savings. Call now to participate in the National Stimulus Program Grocery Survey. Call now 800-294-4119 for your $1,000 in grocery certificates. Call 800-294-4119. That's 800-294-4119. Limit one per household. Call 800-294-4119.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453-FREE. Excuse me. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
It's Nami here.
That's right. And we are live here on a Saturday evening. You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You could do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there, and they really do. I like to just go through them and, you know, read the pumper stickers, and you know, quite witty. LibertyStickers.com. Go check them out. Let your voice be heard, and you can get them in bulk and sell them at your retail store or your, you know, booth at the flea market or gun show or whatever you want. Or they can make a custom bumper stickers for you for your band or church or business. It's LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com. Let's get right back into the phones here with Lurch in West Virginia. Lurch, you were talking about Bin Laden's wife and their apparently, close to a 10-year tour around Pakistan while the United States government was looking for him in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I was just interested. I didn't catch everything, but it would be interesting to see all the details. But,
yeah.
You know, I think the timing is interesting, you know, because there's been, you know, a lot of propaganda coming out about, you know, Bin Laden and, you know, the SEAL team and all kinds of stuff. So it was just, I thought it was...
Well, this is one of the big successes of the Obama, presidency. In his four years, he's basically managed to... get Obamacare passed, which is, it's a disaster from pretty much everybody's point of view. The people who want single-payer health care didn't get what they want. The people who, don't want this stuff look at it as socialized health care, which, you know, it's, I would call it fascist health care. Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, the government teaming up with private businesses. But, you know, whatever, that's, we're mincing words at that point. That's not a real big seller with those independents, because there's between 33 and 40% of the American population that would vote for Stalin if he had a D behind his name, and 30 to 40% of the population would vote for Hitler if he had an R behind his name. So you're really vying for those people right in the middle. And I don't think that Obamacare really sells with those people in the middle. But getting Osama bin Laden, some people, you know, say, hey, Bush couldn't do it.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what, probably why he's bringing it up.
That's right. That's what I believe. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Lurch. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Andrea, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
Well, I'm calling from South Carolina, and I look at myself as an independent and a rebel completely. I don't really like anybody that's running on either party side, but we've got to choose. But I was going to play my own theory of connect the dots when you were talking about the recent purchase by Homeland Security of the ammunition. It's
okay.
Actually over 450 million, what I've read is 450 million plus hollow point rounds. And
now that's purchased over quite a few years, right?
5 years.
And 200 recently purchased was over 200 million rounds for rifles, 223. That was the most recent purchase. I just think it's interesting that a little over a year ago you had Trayvon Martin getting shot, and they're making that, even though it's a biracial Hispanic and white mixed male who shot a black man. They're making it a white versus black incident. You've got the NAACP and everybody stepping up, inciting all the anger and the frustration that the black community has sent out.
Well, let's not forget that Mr. Zimmerman is also the son of a judge. So, you know,
I'm not going down the road of whether he's guilty or not. I'm not either.
I'm saying that what people are saying isn't so much white and black as they're saying those in power and those who aren't.
Right.
Okay. Well, I listen to talk radio, conservative talk radio, but I also tune into my local black stations, and there is nothing but white and black. And talking to the black people in my community, that's all they think about. So I'm going by what the average American, not what the media is feeding me. But the point I was going to make is, that happened about a month ago. Shortly after that, on a quiet Friday, Obama signs an executive order where if there's race riots, if there's civil unrest, if there's riots in the streets from OWS or whatever, he can suspend elections, declare martial law and all this. Then right after that, the Trayvon Martin thing comes to light. It happened, you know, over a month ago, but it comes to light after Obama signs it in, and all of a sudden you have Jesse Jackson, Sheila Jackson Lee, Al Sharpton, and all of them in the forefront declaring, you know, we want justice and all that, and the Million Hoodie March and all this thing going on. And if it escalates into a racial thing, he could declare martial law.
I think it's poppycock. Andrea, I've got to say, I think it's poppycock. Here's the reason. Mostly people in the military and police forces and fire departments vote which way?
If they're union, they vote Democrat.
Nah, they don't. I mean, you know, like you might be talking big cities, but the kind of personality, the psychographic that goes into police and firefighting and the military tends to be Republican or libertarian.
Yeah, I'm former military spouse, and I know how they feel. I'm former Marine wife, but I know.
And those people are not going to pick up weapons to defend a president who is declared martial law and based on race or something like that. I mean, it would have to be legitimate. The story would have to be, you know, solid. They're not going to, you know, the American people would rise up. If you chose not to hold an election in November, a general election in November, and he was going to just hold office and refuse to abdicate the throne or have an election, I mean, it would be.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think the large portion of our legitimate people that are there to serve and protect and assist us. I don't think they will rise up. However, I think it's interesting that Homeland Security just purchased these rounds. And wouldn't it be interesting, since the DOJ has all these guns at their disposal that they're giving away to Mexico and stuff? Wouldn't it be interesting if all of a sudden the National Muslim Brotherhood and CARE and the Black Panther suddenly all had weapons and now they've got rounds for them?
Well, man, you live in a different world than I do, Andrea. I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. I just can't see the government handing out weapons to the Muslim Brotherhood or here in the United States or whatever.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
I don't know.
But I may be wrong.
Yeah, could be. Let's go to George calling in on the amp line from Washington, D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
What's up, Mark? I just figured I'd call in about the article I sent to you guys yesterday.
Apparently,
know how to party.
Apparently, your boss there at the TSA is a pimp. I mean, there's a news item here, and you work there for the TSA, your TSA George, and your boss, I guess, of the TSA there in Dulles was knew how to party. He was putting together parties, sex parties in hotel rooms, and I don't know. Very strange situation.
And that's how we do it down between that and then the night before. You guys talked about those other two guys down in Miami shooting a gun into the air.
Oh my God!
out the window.
Yeah, the TS workers in Miami that were just shooting their, what was it, a Beretta? I don't know. Anyway, a semi-automatic right out the window of the hotel room. Not even up in the air, but like out. And apparently some property was hit. Fortunately, nobody was injured. But
don't forget drunk driving when our FSD, the head guy at our airport, got busted for drunk driving several years back.
There too. TSA knows how to party. What's up?
Yeah, we call the pimp one. We all called him Huggy Bear. There, we were joking about that because he looked like Huggy Bear, and sure enough, he acted like it too. It's kind of a big surprise.
Is Huggy Bear a pimp in a movie? Am I recalling correctly?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, if I recall, I never really watched it. At least that's what I was told. It was a pimp.
Thanks for letting us know about it, George. I do appreciate you give us a call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Gregory in Delaware. Gregory, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you're from Keene, New Hampshire, right?
Yes. I live in Keene, New Hampshire.
Good. Okay. I was up there back in 1976.
All right.
And I got one of my first painting jobs up there, and I painted about 17 or 18 cabins up there. And it's called Camp Notre Dame.
It's interesting.
It's the oldest existing camp boys camp in the country.
Well, thanks for chiming in with that one, Gregory. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Give us a call about anything.
Age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com. As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.